我们感谢主弟兄带领我们唱这首诗歌。
Praise the Lord, for this hymn we just sang.
啊，我不知道弟兄姐妹唱完这首诗歌，今天唱完这首诗歌，印象最深的是什么
？I don't know what is your greatest impression after singing this.
我知道有一个词大家应该都记得的。
There's a verb, you have a bit impression.
就是更多。
More.
我们唱了多少遍
？How many times we sing more？
有没有人知道
？Have you count？
如果没有这个电脑技术问题的话呢，我们唱了48遍。
Without the technical issues, we should have sung 48 times.
对不起，是32。对，每一段是8遍。
It's actually 32 times.
那当因为有技术问题，所以我们又重复唱了第一段。
Because of technical problems, we repeat verse one.
所以盼望弟兄姐妹至少有一个印象，我们需要更多认识我们的主基督。
So I hope that everyone we should know more about our Lord Jesus.
今天早晨我们就带着这样一个渴慕的心，我们一同来认识我们的主。
Now with this desire, this morning let us understand our Lord.
也认识他在我们身上的心意。
And know His will on us.
让我们先一同几处主的话。
Let's first read a few scriptures.
请我们先打开圣经到旧约以斯拉记。
Let's turn to the book of Ezra in the Old Testament.
旧约以斯拉记第七章。
Ezra chapter 7.
以斯拉记第七章，我们先从第六节读到第十节。
Ezra 7, let's first read from verse 6 to 10.
以斯拉记第七章第六节，这以斯拉从巴比伦上来，他是敏捷的文士，通达耶和华以色列神所赐摩西的律法书，王允准他一切所求的，是因耶和华他神的手帮助他。亚达薛西王第七年，以色列人祭司利未人歌唱的守门的尼提尼上耶路撒冷了。王第七年五月，以斯拉到了耶路，正月初一日，他从本启程，因他神施恩的手帮助他，五月初一日就到了耶路撒冷。以斯拉定制考究遵行耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。在当我弟兄姐妹是不是都一起习惯大家一起读圣经哈？
Yeah.
好，那我们接下来我们就一起读。
Let's read together.
请我们翻到提摩太后书第三章。
Second Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章第十六十七两节。
Second Timothy 3:16-17.
好，我们翻到我们同声来读。
Let's read together.
圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备各样的善事。我们再读一处，在以弗所书第五章。以弗所书第五章，我们从第25节的后半节读到第27节。
Ephesians 5, let's read the second half of 25 and 26.
就从正如基督开始。
Let's read from just as Christ.
我们一起来，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。好，我们最后再读一处《约翰福音》第六章。
Lastly, let's turn to Gospel of John, chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章，我们就读第63节。
John 6 verse 63.
这是主耶稣所说的。约翰福音六章六十三节，好，我们一起来。叫人活着的是灵，肉体是无益。我对你们所说的话，就是灵，就是生命。好，我们再一起低头，有点祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主早晨求你叫我们能够更多认识你。
Oh Lord, this morning help us to know you more.
主，因为按着我们所该知道的，我们仍是不知道。
But according to what we should have known, we still know nothing.
主，我们求你再将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
And you give us the spirit of revelation and wisdom.
叫我们能够真知道你。
So that we can truly know you.
也能够明白你在我们身上那荣耀的心意。
Can also understand your glorious will on us.
主，早晨我们仰望你再向我们施恩。
Lord, this morning we look upon you for your mercy.
愿你的心意借着你的话语能够早日成就在蒙你所爱的人身上。
And may your will be accomplished through your word on the people we love.
叫荣耀都归给你。
May you receive all the glory and praise.
祷告奉主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In the lovely name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 最近这段日子，我们从旧约的以斯拉记，我们一同来学习，来认识。圣殿的建造。
Recently, through the book of Ezra in the Old Testament, we are learning about the building of the house of God.
或者是说教会建造的这一件事。
Or the building of the church.
在以斯拉记的时候，神呼召他的百姓离开被掳的巴比伦之地，回到耶路撒冷，来为神建造圣殿。
During Ezra's, at the time of Ezra, God called his people out of Babylon.And return to Jerusalem to rebuild the holy temple.
旧约的圣殿乃是预表新约的教会。
This holy temple in the Old Testament is a symbol for the church in the New Testament.
所以建造旧约的圣殿，也就是建造新约的教会。
Therefore, building this holy temple in the New Testament, is building the church in the New Testament.
我们知道真正建造的乃是主耶稣基督自己。
And we all know that the one who builds the church is our Lord Himself.
在马太福音十六章那里，主这么说：“我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，是阴间的权柄不能胜过它。”
Matthew 16, our Lord says, "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the Hades shall not prevail against it."
然而，主抬举我们，主呼召我们来与他同工，一同来建造他荣耀的教会。
However, our Lord He exhorts us so that we can be co-workers with Him on building His church.
就是要将基督生命里荣美的性情能够成形在我们这些蒙恩召的人身上。
Which is to manifest the beauty of Christ, from all of us who are saved by him.
在当时神的百姓必须要离开巴比伦，要回到耶路撒冷，在神的心意里头来建造神的殿。
At the time, the people of God, they must leave Babylon and return to Jerusalem.And to build a church in God's heart desire.
正如今天主建造他的教会还是必须在他的心意来建造一样。
So today, the church must be built in God's heart desire.
当时神的百姓必须要离开那巴比伦，他们舒适的环境和所熟悉的生活。
At the time, those people, they left Babylon, they left their comfortable life and a familiar environment.
另一方面，他们也必须要离开在巴比伦那会堂的那宗教仪式的生活里头。
On the other hand, they also left the religious life in the synagogues in Babylon.
因为他们知道不能够在神的心意之外来为神建造圣殿。
Because they knew that they could not build the holy temple outside of God's heart desire.
同样的，今天我们也不能够在基督耶稣这磐石的根基之外来建造神的教会。
So today, also we cannot build church on any foundations other than the foundation of Christ Jesus.
就像早先在波饼聚会的祷告和弟兄刚刚所提到的，只有一个根基是神要来建造会。
There's only one foundation God used to build His church.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Which is our Lord Jesus Christ.
那亘古的磐石。
The rock from the beginning.
那永不动摇的根基，神要在这上面来建造他的教会。
And the foundation that will be never shaken, and God will build His church on this foundation.
所以当时这一班为着神心意回到耶路撒冷的这一班渔民。
So.These remnant, because for God's desire, they went back to Jerusalem.
他们在祭坛原有根基上面来建筑了这个祭坛，并且在上面来向神献祭。
And they built an altar on its original foundation, and then they offer sacrifice on the altar.
而且他们也在圣殿原来的地方 来为神建重建圣殿。
And they also rebuilt the holy temple on its original location.
虽然在当时我们知道神的百姓遭遇敌的搅扰和攻击，他们就停止了建殿的工作，有16年。
We know that later because the enemies they interrupt and attack the people, so they have to stop for 16 years.
然而神的心意却不受拦阻。
However, God's heart would not be interrupted.
神就借着先知哈该和撒加利亚来鼓励神的百姓重新来建造为神建造圣殿。
And through prophet Haggai and Zechariah, God encouraged his people and strengthened them so that they can continue to rebuild the church, the holy temple.
神也在环境中来保守他们，叫他们在回到耶路撒冷的20年之后，他们终于把圣殿建造完毕。
God also preserved his people. So after 20 years that this remnant returned to Jerusalem, they finished the building of the holy temple.
以斯拉记第六章告诉我们，当他们将圣殿建造好了之后，他们在照着摩西律法上所写的，在正月14日，他们在耶路撒冷向神守逾越节。
And in Ezra 6 it says they finished building the holy temple on the 14th day of the first month they kept Passover according to the laws of Moses.
这是在百姓被掳之后经过了90年的时间，他们能够再一次的在耶路撒冷来向耶和华神守逾越节，并且吃逾越节的羊羔。
This isAfter 90 years that God's people were carried away into Babylon, this is the first time after 90 years they were able to keep the Passover and ate the lamb of the Passover.
我们可想象当时神百姓们的心情。
So we can imagine their heart.
弟兄姐妹，我们在每个主日早晨，我们能够来享受逾越节的羊羔，就是我们主的自己，这是何等大的恩典。
So it's such a grace that every Sunday morning we can come together and enjoy the Lamb of the Passover, which is our Lord.
是在以斯拉记第一章到第六章那里，让我们看第一次归回百姓他们所成就的事情。
So that was the first return of the remnant.
在以斯拉记第七章到第十章这里呢，就记载了神百姓第二批的归回。
And then beginning from Ezra 7,it records the second return of the remnant.
这第二次的归回呢，乃是发生在圣殿建造完毕之后，大约58年的时间之后。
The second return happened after about 58 years. The holy temple was finished.
这次神呼召他的百姓，第二批的百姓从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷的一个主要的目的，乃是要来修饰圣殿。
The main purpose for this second return for this remnant is to decorate and beautify the holy temple.
所以弟兄翻译他原文的意思讲到修饰圣殿呢，也就是美化圣殿的意思。
So they were called to beautify the holy temple.
他属灵的意义说呢，恢复那神荣美见证。
Which means restore the testimony, the beauty of the testimony of God.
它特别重在是里面实际的一个恢复。
And emphasize on the inward restoration.
对，带领这第二次归回的领袖乃是以斯拉。
So the leader for the second return of the remnant was Ezra.
圣经告诉我们，这以斯拉从巴比伦上来。
The Bible says Ezra came up from Babylon.
所以这与我们今天的所在的一个环境是非常相似的。
So he was in a very similar environment as we are.
我们看见这位以斯拉，他乃是生在巴比伦的一个人。
So Ezra, he was born in Babylon.
不知道什么原因，他的父母亲没有在第一次渔民归回耶路撒冷的时候呢，他们就跟着回到耶路撒冷。
We don't know why Ezra, his parents did not return to Jerusalem first time.
所以我们看见这位以斯拉，他乃是生长在巴比伦的一个。
So we know that Ezra he was born in Babylon.
但今天在我们蒙恩得救之前，我们都是生长在这个世界的一般人。
So before we are saved, we are also live in this world.
然后我们看见神却能够在那样的一个环境当中，他能够得着一个器皿，像以斯拉一样。
However, during that environment, God can gain Ezra as his vessel.
所以在第二次归回的时候，这以斯拉就带领1000多位神的百姓，他们答应神的呼召，回到耶路撒冷来修饰圣殿。
So, Ezra lead more than 1,000 people return to Jerusalem to beautify the holy temple.
所以当时神如何使用这位以斯拉做他何用的器皿？今天神也能够将我们从世界里头呼召出来，叫我们成为他恢复他心意的一个器皿。
So just as God used Ezra as a vessel to accomplish his will and restore his testimony, today can be also used by God vessels to restore his testimony.
这位以斯拉是谁呢？
So who is this Ezra?
圣经告诉我们他是那大祭司亚伦的后裔。
He is a descendant of the priest Aaron.
所以我们看见他的生命是一个做祭司的生命。
So we see that his life is a life of priest.
所以我们看见虽然他是被掳在巴比伦。
Even though he was carried away into Babylon.
虽然他是生活在巴比伦这个世界里。
Even though he lived in Babylon.
然而在他里面有一个祭司的生命。
However, within him, there's a life of priest.
这祭司的生命乃是侍奉神的一个生命。
The life of priest is a life that serves God.
所以我们看见这位以斯拉，他在巴比伦生活当中，他在外邦的君王和众民面前，他能够显出一个见证。
So therefore, we see that Ezra he manifests a testimony in front of this Gentile.King and people.
因为就连为外邦的王亚达薛西，他都认得这位以斯拉，他神的祭司。
Because even the king Ahasuerus, he knew that Ezra is a scribe, a priest of God.
在新约彼得前书2:9告诉我们，我们也是神君尊的祭司。
In 1 Peter 2, also it says that you are a royal priesthood.
因为神乃是借着圣灵重生了我们。
Because God has begotten us again through the Holy Spirit.
神把那君尊的祭司的生命也赐给了我们。
And God has given us this life of a royal priesthood.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们在世上生活的时候
，Brother sister, when we are living in this world,
我们在我们公司里头的老板同事面前，他们能不能认出我们是神君尊的祭司呢？
So do our boss, our colleagues, do they see that we are the royal priests of God?
圣经告诉我们，这位以斯拉他也是敏捷的文士。
The Bible says Ezra is a skilled scribe.
这敏士就是说他通达神的律法大德。
Because he's an expert in all the laws and commandments of God.
这个弟兄翻译，他不仅是神律法的专家，而且呢，他是非常习练的通达的一个人。
And he's not only an expert, but he's a skilled scribe.
所以我们看见借着他的生活，借着他的行事为人，在外邦人中间也显出了一个真实的见证。
So through the way he behaved and through his daily living, he also manifests a true testimony.
就是他把神律法中的美德，借着他的生活给彰显出来。
He manifests the goodness of the law of God through his daily living.
弟兄姐妹，今天在神儿女们中间不缺少熟悉神话语的人。
And today among the children of God, we have brothers and sisters who know the laws of God very well.
但是今天能够将神的话语我们的生活见证给显明出来的人相对来说是相当的少。
However, there's only a very few brothers and sisters can manifest the goodness of the laws of God through their daily living.
这是为什么今天神的教会在地上的见证不能够那样的明亮，不能够强而有力的一个很主要原因。
And this is the reason that why God's testimony is weak and is not very bright today.
但感谢神，在当时神能够得着像以斯拉这样的一个器皿。
But praise God that he can gain Ezra as a vessel.
神能够使用他带领百姓归回到耶路撒冷，在神的心意里头来用神的话语来美化神的家。
And God can use Ezra to bring the people back to Jerusalem and use the words of God to beautify the holy temple.
也就是说，神借着以斯拉用神的话语来恢复神荣美的见证。
So God used Ezra to beautify the and use the words of God to restore the beauty of the testimony of God.
在美化圣殿新约的意义对我们来说，乃是借着神的话，特别是在我们个人身上，神用他的话来使他的荣美成形在我们身上。
So, in the New Testament, we can the beautify the Holy Temple. In the New Testament means that we let the words of God to manifest the beauty of the testimony of God within us.
也就是在提摩太后书那里所说的。
So.Just like in the Second Timothy,
就是神的话在我们这些蒙恩召的人身上，神的话来教训我们，来督责我们，来使我们归正。
So to let the words of God to correct us, to reprove us,
来教导我们学义
，instruct us in righteousness,
叫我们这些属神的人呢，能够得以完全，备行各样的善事。
So that the people of God can be complete and thoroughly equipped for every good work.
圣经是神所默示的。
The Bible is inspiration of God.
圣经就是神的话。
The Bible is the words of God.
所以我们感谢神，今天他将话语赐给我们。
So we praise the Lord that He has given His words to us.
叫我们不仅能够因着相信他的话语，我们能够得救。
Not only that, by believing His word, we can be saved.
而且神还要用他的话语来洗净我们
But also, and God washes us, cleanses us with his words.
来将他的生命的美德能够成形制作在我们身上
So he can, manifest the goodness of his words, from us.
所以神就能够使用我们成为他那荣耀见证的那个器皿。
And so that God can use us vessel for His testimony.
所以人可以看见我们的行事为人，他能够要给神。
When people see how we behave and how we are, and they can give glory to our God.
这就是今天神要来美化圣殿，或是说呢，神今天要来建造他教会的一个意义。
And this is the purpose, the meaning that God wants to beautify His church.
所以今天。主的话说，他要用水借着道来洗净他的教会。
So God says He is cleansing the church by the washing of the water by the words.
就是把他的心腹能够洗净，成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
Is to cleanse His bride so that the church is without any blemish.
可以献给主自己做一个荣耀的教会。
So that our Lord can present.The church to himself as a glorious church.
弟兄姐妹，这是今天在主回来之前，主仍然最末了要完成的一个工作。
This is the work that our Lord wants to accomplish last days.
所以在约翰六章那里，主的话就告诉我们，他说他的话，他对我们说的话就是灵，就是生命。
So in John 6, our Lord says the words that He speaks to us are spirit and they are life.
这个告诉我们说，今天主他要用借着圣灵，用他的话来使我们被他来建造。
So our Lord today He builds us with through His Holy Spirit by the words of the Lord.
所以我们看见神的话不单单只是一些的字句。
So the God's words are not only some passages.
它乃是带着圣灵的能力。
But they have the power of the Holy Spirit.
要将主话语所启示主的自己然后呢成形制作在我们身上。
And through His word, God will build us and manifest His own life through us.
所以我们看见我们读主话语的时候必须要在灵的里头靠着圣灵启示。
So, therefore, when we read the words of God, we need to be inspired by the Holy Spirit.
是。而且圣灵呢也要将主话语里头所启示的那主的性情呢，要制作在我们身上。
And also the Holy Spirit will build the goodness of the Lord the character of the Lord through us.
这是一个生命的建造。
And this is the building of the life.
而这个生命里头也是带着能力的。
And also this life has power.
所以我们看见因着主的话在我们身上是灵是生命。
So the words of the Lord, they are spirit and they are life.
就叫我们不仅生命得着建造。
So not only our life is being built.
而且我们的生活能够显出能力来。
And through our daily living, we should have a power.
因为主的生命乃是那复活的生命。
Because the life of our Lord is the resurrected life.
是阴间的权柄不能胜过的。
It is a life the gates of Hades cannot prevail against.
所以早从以斯拉身上我们来学习对主话语 的一个装备。
So today through Ezra, let's study how we should read the words of God.
在以斯拉记第七章第十节那边给我们看见有四个动词。
In Ezra 7 and verse 10, we see that there are four verbs.
那边说到以斯拉他定志。
Ezra, he prepared his heart.
他定志做什么呢？他还考究神的话语。
And he prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord.
而且他遵行神的话语。
And he also do it.
然后第四方面我们看见他用神的话语来教导神的百姓。
And he teach the statutes and ordinance.
所以今天我们要在神建造他教会的工作当中成为神所合用的器皿，我们也必须要在这四个方面有一些有所装备。
So if you want to be a vessel in that God can use us to build his church, we must also do these four things.
第一点讲到这个定制，它是呢不同于第七章所说的立志。
So here first, the prepare of his heart here is different from the Romans chapter 7, the will.
在罗马书第七章里讲到的立志呢，乃是讲到我们魂里面一个关于意志的一个运用。
So the will in Romans chapter 7 is talking about the will in our soul.
虽然我们知道有些人的意志是比较强的，有些人意志比较薄弱一点。
We know that some people they have a stronger will, but some people have a weaker will.
但保罗在第七章，罗马书第七章那边告诉我们说，立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
And Paul says in Romans chapter 7, he said, to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good, I do not find.
相信许多弟兄姐妹在立志读经这件事情上面，我们多少都有一些这样的经验。
I think we all have this experience when we have this will to read the Bible.
特别在每一年新年时，我们总是立志读经由得我。
Every New Year, we have a will to read the Bible.
结果呢，这个读不了多久，特别是意志薄弱一点的弟兄姐妹呢，读不了多久就行出来由不得我了。
However, not long after, especially for those who have a weaker will, that we cannot continue.
所以我们看见这里讲到以斯拉他定制神的话语，他并不是在意志里头好像有一个这个意愿而已。
So here, when the Bible said Ezra prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, it's not just Ezra had this will in his soul to read the words.
这里讲到定志的意思，它原文的意思乃是说他把心转向。
And so prepare his heart in this original text, it means Ezra directed his heart to seek the law of the Lord.
有点像我们中文有一个词叫做志向。
In Chinese, there's a word that have very similar meaning.
这志发现啊，是一个心的一个方向。
It's a direction of the heart.
所以就是说，以斯拉呢，他因着爱神，所以呢，他就把他的心呢，定准了一个方向，就是在神话语的上面。
So because Ezra he loves the Lord, so he directs his heart on the words of God.
这是以斯拉他能够成为神合用器皿。在神话语上面装备的第一个秘诀。
So this is the first secret of how Ezra read the words of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们的心是定准在什么方向呢
？So brothers and sisters, where do we direct our hearts?
我想啊，若我们回忆从前很久的时候哈，当我们在谈恋爱交朋友的时候
，when we When you think about when we were young and we were dating and getting married.
对，你在谈恋爱的时候，弟兄姐妹，你的心是对准什么方向呢？
So when you're dating, where did you direct your heart?
当然是在你所爱的人身上。
Of course, you direct your heart to the one you love.
所以那时候你最想是什么呢？
So what was your hope?
就是能够收到你所爱的人所寄给你的什么情书，是不是？
So you hope that you can receive love letter from the one you love.
不知道有没有人没有收过情书？
Did anyone not receive any love letters?
我想就跟大家说一下，当你收到情书的时候，你会什么反应呢？
So what's your response when you receive a love letter?
你是不是拿起来，哎呀，今天很忙很忙，只有五分钟时间啊，读一读，然后就摆一边。
So because when you are busy, you just read it in 5 minutes and then put it away.
是这样子吗？
Is it like that?
我相信不是的。
No.
你就打开这个情书啊，你就一个字一个字怎么样？哎呀，用心的读啊。
You open your love letter and you read very carefully, word by word.
你就想说看看这个你所爱的人啊，这个情书里头要跟你说什么。
And you want to know that your loved ones wants to tell you in the love letter.
有时候几页你觉得哎，好像还不够。
Sometimes you read a few pages and think that's enough.
你还要翻过来看看是不是背面有写什么是漏掉没有看到的。
And then you try to see if there's something else that you miss.
然后你这样反复反复读了以后呢，你就想，哎呀，是不是还有什么话呢？我没有领会过来的。
And after you read it so many times, you still think, is there anything that I don't understand?
我不知道你丢里面你们有没有这样的情形。
I'm not sure if you have this experience.
但这是一个真实的情形。
But this is real.
为什么会这样呢？
Why so?
因为你的心是定准在你所爱的那个人身上。
Because you direct your heart on your loved ones.
这也很像我们做父母亲的。
This is also like parents.
更准确的讲，应该是做母亲的。
More accurately, for the mothers.
我记得我姐妹那时候我们孩子小的时候。
When our kids are still very young.
哎呀，其实不要说她告诉我，我也看得出来，她成天所想的呢，就是孩子。
And mother all day long to her heart and the babies.
The baby. 这是呢。
What does it mean?
所以我们看见啊，这个做母亲的，她就把她的心怎么样，就对准在孩子身上。
So for the mothers, they direct their heart to their babies.
她整天就想着，哎呀，这个孩子有没有吃饱啊？这孩子有没有挨饿啊？这孩子有没有着凉啊
？So all day long, they worry about their kids.
所以我们做丈夫的弟兄啊，有时候就有一个感觉，好像被冷落了一样，是不是
？So the husband sometimes they feel that they did not receive any attention from their wife.
对，弟兄很有体会啊，因为妈妈的心啊，都定准在孩子身上了，就没有再定准在丈夫身上。
So because the mothers they direct all their heart to their children, so they do not pay any attention to their husband.
那么我们做弟兄的，我们的心是定准在哪里呢
？So for the brothers, where is our heart?
我们早晨还没有到办公室里头。
Every morning before we even go to the office,
在开车上
，on our way to the office,
我们就开始在想什么？想工作的事情。
And we are already thinking about the things about our works.
在公司里头从早到晚忙了一整天。
After we are in, we work all day long.
回到家里以后
，and we come home.
怎么样？心思仍然在想着工作的事情。
And we're still thinking about our jobs and things in the workplace.
你们这里让我们看见以斯拉他不一样。
But here we see the Ezra is different.
他把他的心定准在神的话语上。
Ezra he directs his heart on the words of God.
所以我们看见。这个定制读主的话语不是一个意志的问题
，so we see that this is not an issue of will，
也不是一个头脑的问题
，it's not an issue of our mind，
而是在于我们的心
，it is an issue of our heart。
我个人认识有两位是从台湾来的老姐妹
，I knew two elderly sisters from Taiwan，
她们被机会受什么教育？
They do not have an opportunity to receive education.
没记错的话，他们是不识字的人。
They're basically illiterate.
可在他们蒙恩得救之后
，But after they're saved,
因着他们的心爱慕我们的主
，Because they love the Lord.
所以他们读经是那样的不方便。
So even though that they It's very difficult for them to read the Bible.
可是他们将他们的心就定准在神的话语上。
However, they direct their hearts to the words of God.
他们付出比常人更多的时间和代价来读主的话语。
And they spend more time than the other people on reading the words of God.
我就发现很稀奇的事情。
And I find something amazing.
当我有机会跟他们在交通的时候
，When I have chance to fellowship with them,
我发现他们是明白主话语的人。
I found that they know the law, the words of God very well.
他们不仅熟主的话语
，Only they read the words well.
也他们能够明白主的话语
，Also understand.
所以你们在告诉我们，读主的话语不是靠我们的头脑。
So this tells us that it's not by our mind that we read.
更重要的乃是我们的心
，But it's our heart.
我们是不是定制在主的话语上面
？So have we directed our heart to the words of God?
所以我们看见今天我们要把主的话读得好。
So in order for us to read the words of God very well,
实在是关乎我们的心。
And it's a matter of our heart.
我们若爱我们的主。
If we love our Lord,
我们就会像以斯拉一样定制读他的话语。
We'll be like Ezra, who directed his heart to the words of God.
这是以斯拉，从以斯拉身上我们看见如何装备主话语的第一步。
So this is the first step, that we can see from Ezra that how he equipped himself with the words of God.
以斯拉同时他也考究神的话语。
Also, secondly, we see that Ezra he seek. The words of God.
考试就是说，他非常殷勤的、细的来寻找神的话语。
And seek means that Ezra he searches very carefully, for the words of God.
就是他是非常仔细的读主的话。
So he reads very carefully.
他是一个字一个字来读主的话。
He reads the words of God, word by word.
他不是一目十行这样子，就是略略的读主的话而已。
He's not just skimming through the words of God.
箴言二章四节告诉我们，寻找他如寻找银子，搜求他如搜求隐藏的珍宝。
And Proverbs 2 says, if you search her, if you seek her as silvers and search for her as for hidden treasures.
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是觉得主的话语如同隐藏的珍宝那样的宝贵呢？
So do we feel that the words of Lord are like the hidden treasures.
我们没有花时间仔细的一个字一个字来读神的话呢？
Do we spend time to read words God very carefully?
这也关乎到我们能不能在神的话语上面有一个好的装备。
And this would determine whether we can be thoroughly equipped with the words of God.
这也决定了我们能不能在神的手中成为他合用的器皿。
And also that will determine whether we can become a vessel for our Lord.
我从前工作的时候，我同事当中有一位墨西哥人。
When I was working, there was a Mexican colleague.
她是做会计的，她也是一位爱主的老姐妹。
She was an accountant and she's also an elderly sister who loved the Lord.
所以常常我们有时候在中午同事们一起在吃饭的时候，他就会跟我分享到说，他如何在他的生活服事当中经历主奇妙的带领。
So when we were having lunch, she shared with me how many experiences that she experienced our Lord.
有一次，他就跟我提到关于他的先生。
One time she mentioned her husband.
也是一位主内的弟兄。
And is a brother.
他的先生呢，并不像我们一般。我们在当某聚会的弟兄姐妹，他不是一个高级知识分子。
So her husband did not receive much education.
他是在工厂里头做蓝领工作的一个人。
And he works in a factory.
他虽然白天工作非常辛苦
，even though his work is very demanding.
可在他回家之后，他常常花整个晚上的时间关在自己的房间里头。读圣经。
However, after he came home, he spent the whole evening in his room and studying Bible.
他在那里考究圣经。
And he's there seeking Bible.
姐妹说，在他弟兄的房间里头有一张好大的桌子。
So sister said, in her husband's study room, there's a big table.
你当他先生在读圣经的时候啊，不仅桌上有好几个不同版本的圣经。
So when her husband is studying the Bible, there are Bibles of different versions.
还有一些读经的工具书，还有参考书。
There are also some spiritual books.
所以我们看见弟兄在那里考究神的话语。
So we see that his brother is there seeking the words of the Lord.
难怪主能够在他所在的聚会里头来使用他，借着神的话语来牧养神的儿女们。
And so that in this brother's meeting, God can use him to shepherd the children of God through the words.
弟兄姐妹，我们都需要好好的来考究神的话。
Brother and sister, we all need to search carefully for the words of God.
对，不仅要殷勤的、仔细的读主的话。
Not only we need to read the words of God very carefully.
有些时候我们读了几遍，反复读了几遍，我们觉得这个每一个字我们都知道，但是呢，这一句话讲什么我们却不明白。
Sometimes when we read the words of God so many times, even though we know the meaning of every word, but we don't know what exactly God is trying to tell us.
不知道弟兄姐妹，特别是初信弟兄姐妹这样的经验。
I'm not sure if you have experience.
有时候我们就觉得，哎呀，读也读不懂。
Sometimes we feel that we don't understand.
那碰到这种情形怎么办呢？
So what would you do if you have this experience?
当然最重要的，我们需要祷告。
Most importantly, we need to pray.
但我们还是不明白的时候怎么办呢？
But if we still don't understand,
有些弟兄姐妹就会上网去找资料。
And some brothers and sisters will go to the internet and look for some.
这里我特别要提弟兄姐妹避免做这样的事情。
And I will advise you not to do this.
因为今天在网络里头，那个乱七八糟的东西是非常多的。
Yesterday there are so many different things on the internet.
就连关乎圣经的解释也是。各种奇怪的都有。
And there are so many strange explanations of Bible.
所以我劝弟兄姐妹不要随便上网去找这些关于圣经解释的这些资料。
So I suggest that do not just go on the internet and look for the explanations.
如果我们需要真的需要说有一些圣经的工具好书来帮助我们来明白神的话语。
If we really need some reference for us to help us to understand the Bible.
我们可以跟一些属灵比较年长的弟兄姐妹请教他们，给我们推荐一些比较好的书籍来帮助我们。
And we can ask the elderly brothers and sisters and ask them to recommend some good spiritual books for us to read.
但重要的是，我们必须花时间、花代价，仔细的来读神的话语。
But most importantly, we need to spend time and read words of God very carefully.
然后每天的来读主的话
，and read words of God every day。
你们，我真的越来越发现，读主的话语对我们基督徒的生活来说是太重要、太重要了。
More and more, I realize that reading the words of God is so very important for Christian.
好，以斯拉他不仅定制考究神的律法
，so not only the Ezra direct his heart to seek.The words of Lord.
他更是遵行神的。
He also keep the law.
就是他神的律法呢，他把它行出来，活出来。
So he lived out the laws of God.
就是说，以斯拉他在他生活当中的一切事情，无论是大事小事，他都是照着神的话语的原则和命令来行。
So in Ezra's life, all things, major or minor.He does all things according to the principle of the laws of God.
所以我们看见，就连这位外邦的亚达薛西王，他从以斯拉身上，他能够看见他是一个通达，而且呢，他是一个就是遵行天上神律法大德的一个人。
So that the king Ahasuerus, he saw that Ezra is one that he can.It's not only an expert in the words of the commandments of the Lord, but he can also practice the commandments and the laws of the world.
就是说呢，连这个君王呢，这个波斯君王，他从以斯拉身上能够看神律法的那些一切的美德，能够从以斯拉身上他能够看见。
So from Ezra, King Ahasuerus saw all the beauty and the goodness of the laws of God.
同学们，这也是今天我们成为神见证。见证人的在地上的一个最重要的一件事情。
So this is the most important matter for us as a witness of our Lord.
我们感谢神，从十六世纪，神借着 马丁路德还有其他后面几世纪的弟兄们将神话语的真理都恢复了。
So from 16th century, God used Martin Luther and many other brothers to restore the light of the words of God.
所以今天我们很感恩的是，我们能够知道神话语真理一切的亮光。
So that today we're able to see all the lights in God's word.
你们这是非常宝贵的恩典。
And this is a grace from the Lord.
今天我们能够知道，能够明白的话语。
And today we can understand the words of.
然而我们看见我们的心要能够明亮，能够有力量的话，我们还必须让这个话语呢，在我们身上，在我们生活当中，成为一个真实的见证。
However, we need to let the words of God become a true testimony, become the reality of our life, so that the testimony of our Lord will be bright.
今天神的儿女，我们常有一个感觉，我们觉得说，今天教会的见证为什么远远赶不上初期教会那时候的见证呢？
So we all see that today the testimony of the church is much weaker than the church in the first century.
关键就在于初期教会的门徒们，他们乃是恒心遵守使徒的教训。
It is because in the early days of church, all the disciples they kept the laws of God.
对使徒的教训呢，虽然使徒是多数的，然而教训却只有一个，因为他们的教训就是主的教训。
Even though there are many disciples, but there is only one teaching, one doctrine.
所以我们看见在第一季。的基督徒，他们生活当中因着遵行主的话语，你发现他们的见证是那样的明亮，那样的有能力。
So that because these disciples in the first century, they kept the laws of the God, so that their testimony was bright and powerful.
弟兄姐妹，这也是今天我们所最需要的。
Brothers and sisters, this is what we need the most today.
就是在我们生活当中，我们来遵行神的话语。
It is to practice to keep the words of God in our daily living.
然而我们也面临一个挑战。
We also have a challenge.
我们有这样的心愿来遵守神的话语。
We have this desire to keep the words of God.
可我们发现这好像是一件非常不容易的事情。
But it is very difficult.
然而主的话在约翰福音14章告诉我们，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
However, it says in John 14, if you love me, then you will keep my commandments.
弟兄姐妹，今天不能够在生活中遵行神的话语的一个最大的问题。
Today, among us, the biggest problem that we cannot keep the commandments of our Lord.
乃是因着我们离开了那起初的爱。
It's because we depart from our first love.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们心里面仍然有着那起初的爱。
Brothers and sisters, if we still have this first love,
我们就会爱慕主的话。
We will love His words.
我们就会想要来收，来考究他的话，来明白他的话语，如同隐藏的珍宝。
And we will seek for His words and search for His words like hidden treasures.
如果那起初的爱在我们里面激励我们
，And may this first love encourage us.
我们就必会遵守主的命令。
So that we are able to keep the commandments of our Lord.
同学们，我们感谢主，每一个主日，主把我们带回到他的饼杯面前。
Praise the Lord, Sunday He brings us back to His table.
就当我们在那里思念主爱的时候，愿爱再来激励我们。
Remember His love, may His love once again encourage us.
叫这样的爱在里头激励我们，叫我们愿意来遵守他的命令。
And His love compels us so that we can keep His commandments.
兄姐妹，当我们因着主的爱激励我们，我们来遵守主的命令，从我们生活当中，从我们的行事为人里头，就能够将神律法的美德能够彰显出来。
When we keep His commandments, then from our daily living, we can manifest the beauty and the goodness of the laws of God.
所以我们看见以斯拉，他定制、考究，并且遵行神的律法。
So we see that Ezra, he directed his heart to seek the law of the law and to do it.
所以呢，神可以使用他。
So that God can use him.
同样的，今天我们若定制、考究，并且遵行主的命令，主也能够使用我们。
So today, if we direct our heart to seek the law of the law and we do it, and God can use us.
主才能够借着我们 来使用他的话语来别人。
And God can use us to teach other people with His words.
弟兄姐妹，自己若不遵守主的话语，我们能够来教导别人来遵守主的话语呢？
So if we don't practice the words of God, how can we teach other people to do that?
所以我们一方面需要明白主的话语。
So on the one hand, we need to understand the words of God.
一方面我们要遵行主的话语。
On the other hand, we also need to keep that.
所以我们就能够按着主话语的正义、正确的意思来教导我们的孩子，教导弟兄姐妹。
And so that we can teach brothers and sisters and our children with the words of God.
因着我们遵行主的话语，所以当我们教导把主的话语教导我们孩子的时候，这些话语就带着能力，能够叫我们的孩子也能够服在神话语的下面。
So when we teach our children in this way, then we can see that the words of God has power and it can also be manifest from our children.
弟兄姐妹，我们做父母亲的，我们每天都在教导我们的孩子。
For the parents every day are teaching our children.
我再特别强调一次，弟兄姐妹，如果我们做父母亲的不教导我们的孩子，那这个世界他就要来教导我们的孩子。
If we don't teach our children, then this world will teach them.
如果我们不告诉我们的孩子，这万有都是神所创造的。
If we don't tell our children that God created all things,
这个世界就要教导我们的孩子，这万有呢是自然演变出来的。
And this world then will tell our kids that all things they are just naturally evolved.
差别在哪里呢？
What is the difference?
如果是自然发展演变出来的话呢，那这万有就没有意义。
So the difference is that if this world just came into being randomly, then all things they are meaningless.
然而我们却知道神造万有有他荣耀的旨意。
And yet we know that God created all things because His will.
神造人有他荣意。
And God created man because His glorious will.
因为告诉我们，神乃是照着他的像，按着他的样式造了人。
Because the Bible says God created man according His own image in His likeness.
我们人受造是为着神荣耀的旨意。
And men are created for the glorious will of God.
是要彰显神的荣耀。
Is to manifest God's glory.
是要执行神的权柄。
And practice His authority.
弟兄姐妹，你看见这个差别吗？
But sister, do you see the difference?
所以我们如果不天天的殷勤的来用神的话语教导我们的孩子的话，
So if we don't teach our children every day with the words of God,
你发现这个世界就要用各样的虚谎的话语来教导我们的孩子。
And the world will teach our children with these meaningless teachings.
当然我们都同意，我们需要就像以弗所书第六章所说的，我们做父母亲的要按着主的教训来警戒养育我们的孩子。
Yes, in Ephesians 6 it tells us that parents, we should teach them with the discipline and the admonition of God.
那我们是怎么样子每天生活当中呢，用主的话语警戒来教训我们的孩子呢？
So then, in our daily living, how do we teach our children with the disciplines of our Lord?
我们是不是每天都用同一句话，说你们做孩子的要听父母的话？
So do we just say that you should listen to your parents?
因为孩子慢慢长大，我们就发现孩子好像慢慢越来越不听话了。
Because when our kids they are growing up, we see that they're more and more they disobey their parents.
所以我们就用主的教训啊，就是说你们做儿女的要孝顺，要听从你们父母。
So that we use the words from our Lord and said, children, you should obey your parents.
所以我们说来说去就只会用这一句话来教训我们的孩子。
So all day long we just use this one thing to teach our children.
弟兄姐妹，不是这样子的。
This is not like this.
我们要用神全备的话语。
We need to use the complete words of God.
我们要用神话语的原则。
And use the principles.
我们要将神的心意来教导我们的孩子。
We need to teach the hearts of our God.
来教他们明白。
So that they can understand.
来教主的话语能够坚固他们在这样一个弯曲悖谬的世代里头。
So the words of God can strengthen them in this perverse generation.
弟兄姐妹，有些时候我们觉得好像，哎呀，我们在家里面教孩子，教了半天，好像也没什么果效。
Sometimes we think that we teach our children so much and doesn't seem to have any effect.
我想也有很多弟兄姐妹在教会里头也教导儿童班。
And also, brother and sister, we have Sunday schools.
哎呀，每个主日教他们。
Every Sunday we teach them.
我们用主的话语教他们。
With the words of God.
教了半天好像没什么改变。
It seems that it doesn't change them.
弟兄姐妹，我们要相信，凡出于主口中所说的话。都带着能力的。
But brother and sister, we need to be sure that every word from the Lord is powerful.
我们必须要在信心的里头，用主的话语来教导、养育我们的下一代。
We must raise our children with the words of God.
下午在我们查经聚会当中，有一位姐妹，做母亲的姐妹分享一个见证。
Last week in the Bible study, a sister who's a mother who shared a testimony.
她说有一天她开车哈，她两个儿子都还小。小的好像三岁，大的哥哥大概五岁还六岁，他们就坐在后头。
So one day she's driving with two kids and one is 6 year old, one is 3 year old.
他就听见他哥哥，他看见那个弟弟呢，就戴着那个耳机啊，在听歌听诗歌。
So the brother saw that his little younger brother was listening to the hymns with his headphone.
这个三岁的小弟弟呢，他就在那里唱歌，跟着歌唱何塞纳何塞纳。
So this younger brother, he was singing with his brother Hosanna Hosanna.
那这首歌可能很多老师们都教过孩子哈。
I think many Sunday school teachers also have taught this song.
这突然间啊，这个大哥哥呢，就对他这个小弟弟说，就好像有点鄙视啊，就说不懂你在唱什么。
And so all of a sudden this older brother told his younger brother, "Don't know what you're singing."
然后呢，这个妈妈呢，就从后视镜就发现这个弟弟呢，哎，就愣了一下。
And then the sister saw that his younger child stopped for a moment.
然后呢，这小弟弟呢，就把头转到那个车窗的外面，仰望着天啊。
And this younger kid, he turned his head and looked at the sky.
然后大哥哥呢？又再问一次弟弟，你懂不懂你唱的是什么啊？何塞纳什么意思啊
？And then the bigger brother again said, "Do you know what you're singing? Do you know what Hosanna means?"
然后这弟弟呢，就很平和地回答他说，就是这个主耶稣呢，他来拯救我们。
And this younger kid, he said to his brother very peacefully, "Our Lord Jesus came to save us."
接着他就开始把上课的时候老师教他这个。哦，众人啊，怎么把衣服放在地上，用棕树枝在那里高唱何塞纳何塞纳，就把整个故事讲给哥哥听。
And then this younger kid, he told her the story that how our Lord Jesus went into Jerusalem and all the people welcomed him.
我们这位做母亲的姐啊、做母亲的姐妹，她心里面就感谢赞美神。
And this sister, she praised the Lord.
因为她自己也是主日学老师。
Because she's also a Sunday school teacher.
她也教了一段时间了，她心里面也是蛮沮丧的。
And she's been a teacher for a long time, and sometimes she's very disappointed.
就是每次在上课教孩子，把主的话语教孩子的时候呢，他们都心不在焉，有的哭，有的闹，有的在那里不知道在想什么、做什么。
Every time in the Sunday school, these kids they seem to not paying attention.
哎呀，这样一次一次下来，她觉得说，我这样子用主的话语教他们，到底有没有用啊？
So this sister sometimes she doubt if this Sunday school teaching has any effect on these kids.
所以那天我们姐妹明白了，用主的话语教导孩子是有用的。
And that day our sister she realized that the teaching with the words of God
is会帮助我们。
Because the Spirit will help us.
只要我们忠心真实的传讲神的话。
If we are faithful in teaching with the words of God,
为我们的孩子们祷告
and pray for our children.
你看圣灵能够叫一个三岁的孩子能够明白何塞纳的意义
and the Holy Spirit will even let a three-year-old understand what Hosanna means.
他还能够教导他哥哥
and then this three-year-old can even teach his older brother.
弟兄姐妹，我们感谢主，今天主还给我们有恩典的机会。
Praise the Lord that today.Our Lord still give us this opportunity.
给我们看见以斯拉身上的榜样。
We can see the example from Ezra.
叫我们也能够定制、考究、遵行神的话语。
Let us also direct our heart to the law of the Lord and to do it.
好叫主这样子来装备我们。
So that our Lord can equip us.
来制作我们。
And make us.
叫我们也能用他的话语来教导我们的弟兄姐妹，还有我们的孩子们。
And so that we can teach other brothers and sisters and our kids with the words of God.
同姐妹，我们如果看见今天我们所处的这个世代。
If we see this generation that we are in.
似乎是仇敌借着黑暗在掌权的一个光景。
It seems that it's in the hands of the enemies.
神的教会必须要像灯台一样在这里发光。
And the God's church must be like a lampstand to shine in this world.
在我们的家里。
In our household.
在我们的工作环境当中。
In our workplace.
在我们生活的环境里头。
In our daily living.
兄姐妹，我们必须要成为主荣耀的见证。
We must be the glorious testimony of our Lord.
好叫这个世代还能够有主的光能够照到他们。
And so that in this world there's the light from our Lord.
叫他们也能够从黑暗中得蒙拯救，来归向我们的主。
So the people in the darkness they can be saved by grace and come to our Lord.
让我们在一起低头有一些祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我们感谢以斯拉这样一个美好的见榜样摆在我们面前。
Lord, we thank you that you have given Ezra this wonderful testimony to us.
主，愿你借着他的见证，今天仍然来激励我们。
And by Ezra's testimony, please encourage us today.
叫我们因着爱你。
And because we love you.
我们也同样的来定制、考究、遵行你的话。
We can also direct our hearts to seek your words and to do it.
愿我们也能够在你手中成为你合用的器皿。
So that we can also become a useful vessel in your hands.
能够用你的话语也来帮助我们周围的弟兄姐妹，还有我们的孩子。
And can use your words to help our brothers and sisters and our kids.
主，早晨愿你口中所出的话能够成就你的心意在我们身上。
Oh, this morning may you accomplish your will with your words in us.
愿我们能够成为在你恢复你见证心意中合用的器皿。
May we become the vessel that you can use to restore your testimony.
也能够使用我们来你那荣美的见证。
And you to restore the glorious testimony.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Listen to my prayers in Jesus' name. I pray.
Amen.